Mesechtes Gittin Daf Mem, two lines in the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesem Beis, and let's just review that on Daf Lamed Chesem Beis, the Gemara brought Amar Rabba Amar Rav Hamakdish Avda Yotzal Lecheres, and Rabbi Yosef said the name of Rav Hamafka Avda Yotzal Lecheres, and then Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin said the name of Rav Echad Zev Echad Zeh. It doesn't make a difference. Someone Makdish to Eved, or if they were Mafka to Eved Yotzal Lecheres, they would go out Lecheres B'tzorach Get Shichra, and they would still be required to have a Get Shichra. And we explain because when someone is Mafka to Eved, even though they are able to relinquish that kinyan Mammon in the Eved, however, they are not able to relinquish the Kinyan Issa in the Eved, and at least according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, at that point, the Eved would not be able to marry a Bas Yisrael, as Benegei Issa is still considered Eved Kanani, and since the Eved no longer is Konui Benegei Mammonis to the Adon, therefore he can no longer marry a Shifra Kananis at that point either, and therefore the Adon must give a Get Shifra to the Eved. And we also saw on Daf Lamed Tesimon Aleph that Amu'ula Amr Bechron Hamafke Avda Yotzal Chiris B'tzarech Get Shifra. Now Gemara begins. Amr Rab Zera, Amr Rab Chanina, Amr Rab Ashi, Amr Rabbi. Rab Zera said the name of Rab Chanina, the name of Rab Ashi, and the name of Rabbi. And of course, Rab Ashi couldn't be the standard Rab Ashi that we discuss because Ravina and Rab Ashi, of course, wrote the Gemara, and of course, Rabbi wrote the Mishnayos, and Rabbi was much earlier than Rab Ashi. Rabbi stated, "Eved shenasas bas chayim b'fnei Rabbi. If an Eved marries a bas chayim and he does so in front of his master, yotzal lechiris, then it must be that he was actually let out lechiris." And as Rashi says, "The lav de shachrei, if his master did not let him go free, and he didn't give him a shtah shichra, lo yavishavik le lemintza baschurin, then the master would not stand around while he's getting married to a baschurin, because of course the Eved would be doing an Issa, as an Eved cannot marry baschurin, and he can only marry a shifcha kananis." And the Rif and the Rosh are gerus in Agamara, v'lo yoyid al shekhefinis rabbi, v'kosev lo yrabbi shtah shichra, and not only that, at this point, the master would have to write a shtah shichra, and the Rosh points out that even though with Badai and his baritas, that the master must have released the Eved, as otherwise he would not stand around while the Eved is Mekadosh this woman. However, the Rabbanim were concerned that people will actually be mighty laz and say that this Eved was not freed, and therefore the Rabbanim said that the master should write a Get Shikra in order to make sure that no one is mighty laz on the children of this marriage. And the Rosh brings Sharamah like Kos of Cain, and the Karban and Salon explains that the Ramah hold that this woman is only Mekudesh of Mesafik, as even though the Adon was standing there, was still Mesupik if he actually was Meshachar this Eved. And Lefida Ramah, the reason why we're Kaifin's Rabbi, because Rabbi Shtah Shichra is because Mesupik if he actually received the Shtah Shichra in the past. And Lefizeh, after the Adon gives a Get Shichra, then Lechira, the Eved has to go and be Mekadosh this woman once again. And we continue on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Amalei Rabbi Echron, so Rabbi Echron said back to Rabbi Zera, Kol Kach Yesh Biyodcha, you have such a major Chiddush of Rabbi, and I don't know how you could say that Rabbi would hold that this Eved would be Mekudosh, as Vani Shoyner, since I know that this Machlek is between Rabbi and Chachamim, and the Chachamim hold that it's in Mekudoshes, and Lechira, Rabbi would not go against the Shita Rechamim. As the Brisa states, if Reuven wants to marry a Shivcha and he writes a Shtar Iris in for a Shivcha, Rameo Imam Mekudeshes, Rameo says that Reuven will be Mekudeshes to a Shivcha, and Chacham say he's not Mekudeshes star. And Chacham say that if he himself is Mekavish his Shivcha, that doesn't prove that he really was Meshachrah, then certainly in the case where the Eved was marrying a Baschayin in front of the Master, then certainly that should not prove that the Master was Meshachrah to Eved. And how could Rebbe say that this would be a valid Kedushin? And the Gemara answers, "Could Amar Rabbi Bar Shila Kishu Rabbi Niach Tchalay Tefillin?" That just like we'll see later on, that we'll have to explain the scenario when the Adon actually places Tefillin on his Eved. That proves that he was actually Meshachar to Eved. Hachanami Kishu Rabbi See Isha. That the case of Rebbe was not in a simple case where the Master just saw that the Eved was Mekadosh Baschayin, but it's talking about a case where the Master actually got involved into Kedushin, and for example, he was Mesada Kedushin for the Eved in this Baschayin. And as Rashi states, he loved the Shachrei that if he wasn't Meshachar to Eved, then the master would not have helped the Eved to perform an Issa. And the Gemara asks, that how can you tell me that an Adam would not help his Eved do an Issa? And yet the Brisa stated that if the Adam himself writes a Shtar Iris into a Shivcha and he writes Hereo Mekudeshes Li, that the Chum say Ein Mekudeshes, and Lachar, how could the Chum say that's not Mekudeshes if the Adam himself actually performed Kedushin to a Shivcha, and therefore the Svar should be Ve'iwa Asura? Do you think that he himself would do an Issa involved with the Shifra? Of course you can't say such a svara. And l'chayr, by the fact that Chum said in mekudeshes, it must be this svara is not correct. The Gemara answers that in chenami, the pshat and Rebbe is exactly like we said before, that l'maisa, a master would not help his eved do an issa, and by the fact that the master was involved in marrying off this eved to this paschayrin, therefore it's muchach that the odin must have given this eved a shtah shichra. And certainly the same would apply if the odin goes and is mekadesh his shivcha, that it proved that he must have been meshachar the shivcha, and certainly he wouldn't go and perform of issa and get married to his shivcha if he was not meshachar her. And the reason why in the brayse of akosif shtar iris and shivchasai the chum im in mekudeshes, so the amr of nachma yitzchak kachem ayiskinon, the case of the brayse is the amulot he boy viskachi boy, that the odin actually specified that you should know I was not meshachar her, but with this action of kedushin I want to be meshachar her and I want her to go out lechiris. I also want to be mekadesh her at the same time. And as Rashi said that Reuven said v'zei yilchos shtar shichra v'shtar irisin, and this should be your shtar shichra as well as your shtar irisin. So goli milsa bli shichra el bahai. So therefore he's megal milsa that he was not meshachar before this, and this was the only time that he wanted to be meshachar and be mekadesh her at the same time. And the machlekes between Ramei and the Chacham is Ramei savi yesh blush tazel lashon shichra. Ramei holds that by the fact that he wrote hariyat mekudeshes li, that means I want to be mekadesh you, and anything that I need to do in order to be mekadesh you should occur as well. And therefore it's as if the shtar said that I want to be meshachar you and I want to be mekadesh you. And as Rashi says, v'hori kama havi ruyel iskadesh li boy v'iskadshi boy. However, Rabbanu savi im blush tazel lashon shichra. Rabbanu holds by the fact that he only wrote in the shtar hariyat mekudeshes li, therefore he's only saying I want to be mekadesh you, and he didn't actually give her a proper shtar shichra, and therefore the kedusha is not taifas. Taisus in Masechtas Yevamos on daf Mem Zayin Beis discusses that lechayr we know that in order for a shifcha kananis to be able to go free, she needs a shtar shichra, but prior to the shtar shichra, she has to have tefillah l'shem geiris. Therefore, Taisus says va'ayri in our gemara is talking about a case kagun shetavla mikaidim, that originally she was tevil l'shem shichra, shatfilah shel shichra kedemus leget, because you need to have tefillah of shichra prior to receiving your get shichra. However, the numuk yosef argues in Taisus, and he says that the tefillah that you need by the get shichra is only midrabbanan, and the case of our gemara could be that she actually did not have tefillah, and even so, according to Rameya, this would be a valid shichra. And the gemara mentioned k'damar rabba bar shila k'shurabu hinilach leitfilin, and the gemara now discusses where we see that member of rabba bar shila as amr b'shul b'levi evit shenich tefillin b'fnei rabba yatzal chiris. B'shul b'levi teaches us that if evit puts on tefillin in front of his master, then it shows that his master must have given him mishta shichra, as otherwise he wouldn't have the chutzpah to put on tefillin in front of his master. And Rashi explains in derech evit laniach tefillin the mitzvah seishes man gramahu the light loves man tefillinu, and the Taisus really adds in, and some say this is also the geis that should be in Rashi, that v'shabbos loves man tefillinu, that Shabbos is also a loves man tefillin. And Taisus explains that the reason why an evit doesn't put on tefillin is not because he'll make a bracha on the tefillin and it'll be considered a bracha levatolah, since the mitzvah seishes man gramah, as Taisus points out that sukkah, lulav, and shayfa and many other mitzvahs which are mitzvah seishes man gramah that women still make a bracha on, and it's not considered a bracha levatolah, at least according to this sheet in Taisus. And of course, this Taisus works out the sheet as Rabbein Tam in Taisus and Masechtas Kedushan and Aflamed Al from Nav, that when a woman does a mitzvah asay, she has man grama, she would make a brichas mitzvah, and the same would hold true for an Eved Kenani. However, the Tiferes Yaakov says that it's possible to be mechalek between an Isha that has Kedushas Yisrael and an Eved Kenani, and certainly the Fidu Rambam that holds an Isha cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah asay, she has man grama. The Fidu Rambam, it could be that our Gemara is discussing would Eved made a bracha, and if he was not Meshukra, then he would be making a bracha levatala. And Taisa over here explains El Meshum de Inavodim Regilim with tefillin, that it wasn't normal for an Eved to wear tefillin, be lav de shachri lev and monochle, and if the master did not give him a shtah shichra, then he wouldn't wear tefillin, as it would be a chutzpah to wear tefillin in front of his master. And the Gemara continues, Meisvel asks a question, Rabbi Shulam Levi from a Braisa, loving men and rabbi, if a master borrows money from his Eved, or Yeshay Sari Rabbi Apotropos, or if a master makes his Eved into a trustee or into administrator of his affairs, or Yeshneach tefillin b'shay rabbi, or if the Eved puts on tefillin on himself in front of his master, or Yeshakar Shleish Psukim Besekleses b'shay rabbi, or if he gets Aliyah and Besekleses and he reads three Psukim and Besekleses in front of his master, and even though all these things seem to be simonim that this Eved was freed, Harezer Loyot Zilacheris, this would not be a raya that he received the Shah Shechra, as it's possible that all these things should occur, even though this Eved is a full fledged Eved. And Lachera, how could Rabbi Shulam Levi state that the Eved Shneach tefillin b'shay rabbi is Yatzel Lacheris, if we see a Bryce that states that Shneach tefillin b'shay rabbi is Loyot Zilacheris? The Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Bar Shila, Rabbi Bar Shila states, Kishu Rabbi, he needed to collect tefillin, that the case of Rabbi Shulam Levi was not that he put on tefillin in front of his master, but his master was actually involved in the act, and the master put tefillin on his Eved, and therefore, certainly in that case, it shows that this Eved went Lacheris, and he received his Shtah Shechra. And two quick points. First of all, in this Brysa, we have two cases of loving men and rabbi or a so rabbi apotropos where the master was actually involved in the action, and even so, the din is that lo yatzal lachiris, and lachir, you have to be mechalik between those two cases and the case of a nicht tefillin between rabbi or karsh leishep sukkah and basic knesses, where we hold that if the master actually puts tefillin onto this eved, or lachir, if the master would actually call up the eved for this aliyah, that the eved would be yatzal lachiris, and lachir tzarf bia as to the chiluk between these cases. And number two, even though we learned the Gemara at the beginning of the Amid, where Amram Nachbi Yitzchak Chacham Aiskinon, and we explained that the case where the master actually saw the Eved going and getting married is still talking about a case where the master was involved in the actual Kedushin. For example, he was Mesad the Kedushin between the Eved and the Baschirin. However, it's possible to say that according to the Maskanas of Gemara, the only time that we need his involvement is where there was no Issa involved. However, if the Eved is going to be Mekadesh a Baschirin, where there's an Issa involved, maybe we would say that even if the Odin is not involved in that Maisa Kedushin, it still would prove that by the fact that he sees it and he's not Meicha, and it must be that he gave Ishta Shichra to this Eved B'tzarech Bia. And once again, before we continue, let's remember that Ula said in Imar Abyecha on Daf Lamed Tesman Aleph, Hamafka Avda Yotz Lechiris B'tzarech Ket Shichra. Al Gemara continues, Ki Asr Avdimi, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Abyecha, and he said over to Imar Abyecha, Misha Am B'shas B'sasai, Plenish Shivchasi Al Yishtaru Bo L'acham Eisei. Prior to Reuven dying, he says that this Shivcha that I own, you should not work with her after I die. And at this point, we look at it as if Reuven was mafka his shivcha, and he gave up the kinyan mamon to the shivcha, and therefore kaimen say yashim and kaisel get shivcha. After this man dies, we force yashim to write and get shivcha for in order to remove the kinyan issa. Amrul in front of Rab Ami and Rab Asi, and Rab Ami and Rab Asi said in front of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi, yatim moedish b'nei avodim. That lachir, even though Reuven said I don't want you to work with her, but he didn't actually give her any rights to herself. He didn't give up his kinyan mamon, and he wasn't mafka her, and all he said was that he shouldn't use it for work, but he could keep her as a shivcha kananis. And of course, if you keep her as a shivcha kananis, that any children that she will have will be your avodim, and therefore it will be a benefit to actually keep her as a shivcha. And why would you say that kaifin se yorshim v'kaisim will get shichra? And as Rashi says, yatim moedu da'al yishtabdu ina loshen shichra v'loy loshen hefka el leyachichu ba'avidosa av vlodis se yetzin rena ma'achshav avodim heim v'amai kaifin l'shachra v'yafsidu vlodis mekan rabba shloy tziv avim kain. And this is not what their father meant when he stated these words. And the Gemara continues, ki asr Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda am Rabbi Yechon. When Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda came to Babel, he said over the name Rabbi Yechon, and Rashi says Upolgad Rav Dimi, and he argues Rav Dimi, va'oman, he says loikach am Rabbi Yechon al kachama. Rabbi Yechon said as follows, and not as you stated. And Rabbi Yechon said misham b'shas misasai. If Reuven said prior to dying, plenty shivchasi kares ruach asali, this shivcha kananis did a very good job for me, and she gave me pleasure, and therefore ye asala kares ruach, I want my children to also do for her kares ruach and do something that benefits her, and let her choose what she wants. So then, if she decides that she wants to go out free, then we force Yoshim, and they have to do a Kairos Ruach for her, and they have to give her a Shtah Shichra. And my time, and what is the reason? Because Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMeis, as we have a cloud that's a mitzvah to be Mekayim, the words of the Meis, and since their father told them to actually check as to what the Shivcha Kananis wants, and as Rashi states, V'mein Ruch Neskara Blei Shichra Yishachru, and since she wants to actually have a Shtah Shichra, so therefore you have to give her a Shtah Shichra, but ultimately it's Yoshim that are giving a Shtah Shichra, both on a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Yitzo. And by the father using the words of Ye'asal HaKairos Ruach, he is not saying that I'm giving up any Kinyan Mamon or Kinyan Issa. He was just telling his children to do the right thing, and if she wants to go free, then they should give her Shta Shichra. And these two versions of what Rabbi Yechon said will be relevant to the next Gemaras. So Amameima stated, Hamafka Abda Yoisei Eved Idlai Takona. If someone's Mafka is Eved, then that Eved has no Takona. And my time, why is it that he has no Takona and he can't marry a Shifcha Knanis, and he also can't marry a Baschirin? Because Gufei Loi Konitlei, the Lemais at this point, since he was Mafka the Eved, therefore he has no rights to his Guf, and he doesn't have a Kinyan Mamon, and he's Surah Hu De'ikah Gabei, he only has a Kinyan Issa in the Eved, and therefore the Eved can't marry Baschirin. V'Yisur Loi Matsu Maknilei, and the Get Shichur cannot work just to take off the Kinyan Issa, and the Shtah Shichur can only work if it's taking off the Kinyan Mamon, then Mimele will take off the Kinyan Issa as well. However, Meima holds that Shtah Shichur cannot take off a Kinyan Issa by itself. And the Gemara continues, Omle Rav Ashi L'Ameima, Rav Ashi says Tameima, V'Omu Ula Om Rabbi Yechon, but Ula said the name of Rabbi Yechon, Rav Chiyah Ba'Oven Om Rav, and Rav Chiyah Ba'Oven said the same idea in the name of Rav, Echadzeh Vechadzeh, it doesn't make a difference if someone's Mafka the Abdai or is Makdash the Abdai, Yotzal L'Chiris, they would go out L'Chiris, V'Tzarech Get Shichra, and they would still require Get Shichra, but the Maisa Get Shichra will work, even though over there, you're only removing the Kinyan Issa, and you already removed the Kinyan Mammon by being Mafka the Eved. And the Gemara continues, Omlei, Sameim responded, Tzarech Ve'Imlei Takana, the Inna Chinami, when Ula said the name of Rechon, and Rav Chiyah Ba'Oven said the name of Rav, that Yotzal L'Chiris, V'Tzarech Get Shichra, they mean to say that he requires a Get Shichra in order to be able to marry Baschirin, but Einachanami, since a get shechur would not be able to take off a king Issa, therefore he would be stuck and he wouldn't be able to marry a shechur Knanis, and he would also not be able to marry a Baschirin. And Einin Tesis deal in Maschil Tzorach for Inloy Takana, that he asked that why the Gemara now asked for the Gemara on the Flam and Chesom Nalv, Rav Shimon Bar Abba said, Nim Rabbi Echon, Evet Shabarach, and Rabbi Sassurim, Yotzel Chiris, Loy Oyed, El Shekhoif this Rabbi, the Kaisla get shechur. And over there we clearly see that even though the master only has a Kenyan Issa and he does not have a Kenyan Mammon, that the din is that we force him to actually write a get shechur and a get shechur would work. And over there we can't explain that it means to say tzarech ve'inlay takana, as the Gemara actually uses the term of kaifin, and certainly means that we actually force him to give the shtash shechur and the shtash shechur would work. And the Gemara continues, ikad amri, others have the following version of our Meimor, that certainly in a case where a person is mafka his own eved and he relinquishes his Kenyan Mammon and he only has a Kenyan Issa, so certainly in that case the din would be that he would be able to give him a shtash shechur and that could remove the Kenyan Issa. And certainly our Meimor agrees to the din of Rabbi Yechon that echad zev echad zev yotzel chiris v'tzarech get shechur and the get shechur would actually work. However, the case of Meimor was hamafka abdu umis, that Reuven was mafka his eved and then Reuven died prior to giving the shtash shechur to this eved. So oisa eved in le takana, our Meimor holds at this point that eved has no takana as he'll never be able to marry a shechur knanis and he also won't be able to marry baschirin because he won't be able to receive a shtash shechur. And our Meimor explains my time of why is this, because gufei le konile, since his master already relinquished the Kenyan Mammon in his body, and he's surahud ikagabe, and the only thing that the master has on this Eved is a Kenyan Issa, v'sur lebrei lemeris, and the father cannot be merged a Kenyan Issa to his children, and therefore they can't give him a shtash shechur, and therefore this Eved is stuck and is in no man's land. And once again in this version, amuli Rav Ashi Lameimah, so Rav Ashi Estameimah, v'kiyos Rav Dimi Am Rav Yechon, but we saw before Rav Dimi came from Eretzol and said over in Rav Yechon, Misham Mishas Misas, Plenish Shivchasi Al Shtarbu Balachim Isai, Kaifis Yashav, Kaisal Gash Shechur. And we saw that even though the master gave up his rights to the mummies of this Eved, and he would mafka the Eved, but he gave mummies, and even so, the children could write a get shechur for the Kenyan Issa Shabai. And therefore, Rav Ashi asked the Meimor, how can you say Visur Lebrei Lemeiris? And the Gemara answers, the Rav Dimi to Usahi, that he can't be Mekasha from the member of Dimi in the name of Rav Yechon, because we said before, Rav Dimi actually made a mistake, as Rav Ami and Rav Asi asked Rav Yechon that he had to moide Shabnei Avodim, that why would he force them to give Ishtah Shechur to the Shifcha, if all the father said was he doesn't want them to do work with the Shifcha, and the father never said he wants to be Mafka the Shifcha Knanis, and therefore you can't bring right from that case to the case of Amema. And Rav Ashi responds back to Amema, Omalei, Maite Usa, that even if you could say there was a mistake, the only mistake was the Lay Omer Blashin Shukra, because we said that the father never said a Lashin Shukra, and he never said, I want to be Mafka the Shifcha Knanis, Ha Omer Blashin Shukra. However, if the father would have said a Lashin Shukra, and he would have said, I want to be Mafka the actual Abdus of the Shifcha Knanis, and the father specifically relinquishes his Kinyan Mammon, then Hachinami, that certainly the children would have to write a Shtash Shukra for the Shifcha Knanis, even though they only have a Kenyan Issa in the Shifcha Knanis. And once again, we see against Amema that even if someone's mafka avdei ubeis, that the children can still write a shtar shechra on Malay anok Rav Shmuel bar Yehudas v'ulei. Amema responded that I hold that the story that Rav Dimi brought down in Rav Yechon actually never occurred, and the only story that happened was the story that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda brought down in Rav Yechon. And that case, of course, is not a question on me, and it's not a steer to my side. And I hold that even Rav Yechon would agree that Reuven is mafka his eved, and then he died before giving the eved a shtar shechra, then that eved would not have a takana, as the children are not meirish and they can't receive as Yerusha a Kenyan Issa, and therefore children cannot give a shtar shechur only for a Kenyan Issa. And of course the case of Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda was a scenario where the father said, I want to make sure that you do a Kairi Surachvar, and the father never relinquished any rights to the Shifcha, and he never gave up his Kenyan Mammon or his Kenyan Issa, and the Shifcha decided that she wanted to get shechur. So then of course the children who now own the Kenyan Mammon and Kenyan Issa had a right to give her a shtar shechur, and they had to do so based on mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. And keep in mind, when Agamar said that Oisa Eved in Leitakana, we learned, like the Pshat of Rashi, that Loi Baschirin v'Loi B'Shifcha, that at this point, the Eved would not be able to marry Baschirin or Shifcha Knanis. However, Ayin Taisa Diba Maschil Oisa Eved in Leitakana as to Taisa's different questions on Rashi. And most importantly, Taisa says that L'chira, if he can't marry Baschirin or Shifcha, then there should be no different than the case of Chetzev Eved and Chetzev Ben Chirin, where the Mishnah Daf Mem Alef and Beis will teach us, it certainly would be Kaifinus Rabbi to give him a Shtah Shichra. And therefore, Taisa says, then in this case, where the Eved only has a Kenyan Issa and not a Kenyan Mammon, then the Eved would not be able to marry Baschirin. But certainly at this point, since he still has a din of an Eved, he can still marry a Shifcha Knanis. And the Gemara continues, who discarded the Avdei? There was a group of Avodim that lived in the city, this Davon and they were all sold by Eved Chavim. And Rashi explains, we're referring referring to Avodim Knanim who were owned by Yisraelim, and then they were sold to Oyde Chavim, and Rashi brings down for the Mishnah later on at Mem Zayin Rabbeis that Amoicha Avdei L'Oyde Chavim is Yatzal L'Cheris, and therefore immediately upon that sale to Oyde Chavim, the Yisraelim gave up their Kinyan Mammon in these Avodim Knanim. However, of course, since they didn't give a Shtar Shichra, therefore these Avodim Knanim were not released from their Issa to marry Bas Chayrin, and the Gemara continues, Kolum Ravosu Basroi, and all of their non-Jewish masters died, so also come into Ravina, so they came in front of Ravina, Amaluhu, and they said to them, Zilla Hadrua B'nei Marvasa Kamai, you have to go back to the children of your original owners that were Jewish, and they also died, and now they have children that will yerish you, V'ichtu V'luchu, Gita D'Cherusa, and they'll write for you a Get Cheris. And Amru Le'i Rabbanu Ravina, so Rabbanu said to Ravina of Amar Mema, but Amar Mema stated, Hamafka Avdei Mis, if Vum is Mafka is Eved, and then he dies, Oysa Eved Eim Le'etakana, that the Yerushim cannot write a Shtar Shikra, as the Yerushim could not receive as Yerusha a Kinyan Issa. And the Gemara tells us, Amaluhu, so Ravina responded back to Rabbanon, and now Kravdimi Sfirili, I hold like Kravdimi brought the name of Yechron, that Misham Mishas Misasa, Plain Shem Chosi Al Shtavabai, etc. And Rodimi said the name of Yechron, that Kaifin Sri Yarshim, and Kaisim Laget Shikra. So we see that Yarshim can be Yerish a Kinyan Issa, and they could give a Get Shikra. And Amulay, so they responded back to Ravina, to Rabdimi, to Usahi. As we saw before, Rab Ami and Rab Asi responded back to Rabdimi and Rab Yechron, that Lucher is a mistake, as he had to Moedish of Bnei Avodim. And Gemara responds, Amaluhu, Ravina responded back to Rabbanon, my to Usa, what was the mistake of Rabdimi, the Amr B'Lashon Shukra, only because the father never used the Lashon Shukra, and he was really never mafkud as Eved. And one of certainly, even Rab Ami and Rab Asi agree, how Amr B'Lashon Shukra, that if the father would have said this in the Lashon Shukra, and he would have said, I want to be mafkud my Eved, I want to give up the rights to my Kenyan Mammon, Hachinami, that the din would be that the Yerushim could write a Shtar Shikra, as they can be Yerush or Kenyan Issa, and we see clearly that we don't hold like a Mema, and the Gemara says, V'hilchus ka Ravina, that Lacha follows Ravina, and not like a Mema, and the din is that Yerushim can be Yerush or Kenyan Issa, and they can write a Shtar Shikra for a Kenyan Issa. And the Gemara continues, Ahu Abdu the Betray, that it was ever owned by Shifrim, let's call them Reuven and Shimon, come Chabinau, Reuven got up, Bishachar Lupalge, and he was a Bishachar here for the Eved, and Amaidah, so Shimon stated, Hasha Shami Bi Rabbanon Umafsalem Minoi, when the Rabbanon hear that this Eved is now halfway free, and therefore is a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin, as the Mishnah states on the Aflam and Alam from the Beis, that Kaif and Sra'abe Va'isa Isa Ben Chayrin, they will force me to give him a Shtar Shukra and make him a full fledged Ben Chayrin, and since I don't want to do that, so let me figure out a way to get around the Rabbanon. So also Akne Le Bnei Katan, so he went and he was makna this Eved to his child who was a Katan. Shalch Rabbi Yisrael Breda Rabba Kamed Rabba Papa, so Rabbi Yisrael, the son of Rabba, sent this question to Rav Papa, and Shalach Lein, Rav Papa responded, and he used a term which is found in Avadia in Perak Aleph in Pasuk Tesvav, and he used the term of Kasha Asa, King Yosloi, Gmula Yashav Loi Breshe, that since he went against the Chachamim, and he held back his Eved from marrying a Bas Chayrin, therefore will go and return the favor for him, and will do something which will cause the Eved to be freed. And our Eitz is as follows, Anan Kimlon B'Yanuka, the Mikra Daita L'Gabi Zuzay, that since we know that a child likes money, M'Kminulei Apotropos, so we will set up an administrator for the Kotel to make sure that the Kutton's getting the proper price for the Eved, and he'll know what the Eved's value is in the Shuk, and the Eved will actually have to pay this to the Kutton at some later point. And we continue on Daf Mem Beis, Mekakish Zuzi, and the Eved will go and shake around some coins to the Kutton, the Kutton will get to the Chirus Al Shmei, and then the Kutton will acquiesce and will allow the administrator to write a Shtar Shikra for the Eved, and this way the Eved will be able to go free. And Rashi points out that of course Bezin can't force a Kutton, however by the Kutton receiving some money, so the Kutton will be happy to be Meshachar this Eved, and this was the trick that Bezin would do in order to help this Eved to become free and to be able to marry a Bas Chayrin. And as Rashi says, V'lavka kushi zuze loy efshar diyanuka lav bakfihu v'apetropin ein reshoyim lo hitzi avodun l'chiris v'loy lochu li yisayimim k'den aminu b'da azokin v'tin egzeh mekla mekla chumem kari memka b'metalflin k'etran aputas mekla mekla umem kari memka b'metalflin. And although an Eved is hukus l'kakois, however l'maisa b'digay transactions of a tinuk is considered like metalflin, and Rashi points out that really there's no reason for this apotropos at all, and the only reason why we have the apotropos here is la'ayim petakonosai, is to make sure that this child is getting a fair price, ulushayim b'damim ulim, and to make sure that the Eved is appraised at the proper value. And the Gemara continues on bring a brisa, and as we'll see, the brisa is actually discussing someone that is writing these lashonis in a shtar, and the Gemara will discuss both the shtar shichra as well as the shtar matana. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbah, we learned the brisa, ha'im asisi pleni avdi ben chayrin, if Reuven writes in a shtar that I'm making my Eved a Ben Chayrin or also Ben Chayrin, or he's made into a Ben Chayrin, or Harehu Ben Chayrin, he should be a Ben Chayrin, Harehu Ben Chayrin, all these cases, he is a Ben Chayrin. However, if Reuven writes, as son of Ben Chayrin, I will make him a Ben Chayrin, So in that case, there's machlekes. Rabbi Amakana, Rabbi says that he's considered konoi and he's considered ben chayin. And Rashi explains the hachim mashma because the lashon is mashma as sena ben chayin b'shichuzeh that I'm making ben chayin at this point through the shtah shichrus and he's mostly actually I'm giving him at this moment. And the chamim like konoi, chamim argue on Rabbi and they hold that he would not be koino his chayrus and this is not a valid shtah shichrus. And Rashi explains she'ein zu elav tocha she hasena ben chayin la'achiz man that he's only promising that I will make you ben chayin in the future with shtah achar and through another shtah shichrus. And he still did not make that shtar shichra, and this is not a valid way for him to go free. And we understand the language as the Odin is promising to at some point set him free. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon explains v'kulu mishtar, that all these lashonos that we mentioned in the Braisa are only going to work if they wrote it in a shtar. And Rashi says, hai ha'imei d'tani kaisvu, that when the Braisa states he said this, he actually wrote it. Shekasav lo echem na lashonos halalu maslai, ha'vamir ba'alma lo yav ben chayim v'lo yipakim v'mayni minei, certainly through saying these words that would not help at all, and the Eved would not go out free. And of course, he could be chayza, unless he actually made a kinyan, and he actually did a kinyan chalipin to have a kinyan atzma miyadai bekesef, just like we said before, that an Eved could be konoi to himself either through a shtar or through kesef, and chalipin is another method of kinyan kesef. And the Gemara continues with another braisa, and this braisa, instead of talking about the din of a shtar shichra, is talking about a shtar matana. And Tanar Rabbanan, we learned the braisa, even a sati sada plain slplaini. If Ruven says, I gave this soda to Pliny, or Nesunel Pliny, or I'm giving it to Pliny, or if he writes Harei Ushloi, this soda should be his, Harei Ushloi, in all those cases, soda would be transferred to Shimon. However, Tanano Pliny, if Ruven writes that I will give it to Pliny, then we have the same achlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, Ramei and Mekana. Ramei says that Shimon would be Koina, and Chachamim say, Loi Koina, that Shimon is not Koina, as it's only promised to eventually be makdeh to Shimon, and Ruven doesn't mean that I'm actually being makdeh to Shimon at this moment. And once again, that all these lashonos only work if it's in a shtar, or if Reuven would say these words and he would use some other type of kinyan, as we mentioned before, either through kesef or through chalipin, or as Rashi brings down that if Shchivmera would use these words, then the din would be that Shimon would be koina, as we have a cloud that Divrei Shchivmera is chesuvim chumisurin dami. And Ayin and Rashi, 9 lines from where it gets wide in Diba Maschel on Rabbi Yechon v'kulam b'shtar, where Rashi says vani shemati, and Rashi brings a second pshat that our Gemara is discussing with the Odin or the Nais Matana only said these lashonos, and when Rabbi Yechon said v'kulam b'shtar, he just means that there must also be a shtar shikra or a shtar matana that is written. And Ayin Rashi, who asks a couple of questions on this pshat, and the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the brayso. Imer sisi pleni avdi ben chayin. If Reuven says that I made my eved into a ben chayin, and the eved states lo yisani that you never made me a ben chayin, I still want to be an eved. Chayshin and shemazik lo ali de acha. So over there, the eved is not believed, and since Reuven is saying that I already released you, so then he's released as b'chayish that maybe Reuven actually released him, and even though the Eved did not know about it, however, there's a din of Zachal Adam Shloi Befanov, and it's possible that Reuven delivered the Shtah Shichra to someone else on the Eved's behalf. However, Kasafti V'Nasati Lai, if Reuven says that I wrote to get Shichra for him and I gave it to the Eved himself, V'Uaymel Lekosav Lei Nosli, and the Eved says that you never wrote it to me and I never received it directly from you, then I Das Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, then we believe the Eved, and therefore we don't consider him to be Meshuchra. And Rashi and Taisis are both bothered that Lechera, just like with the Eved, has a concept of a Das Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, we should say the same B'negeda Adin, and the Adin should have a din of a Das Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, and Lechera, we should be at a standstill. And Rashi explains that Minan Tah Kasavish Shekibu Zami Adai, we say it must be that the Adin made a mistake and he thought that he actually gave the Shtah Shikr to the Eved, but he never really gave it to the Eved. And this is the same Svara that Taisis mentioned that B'nais and Le'am Minan Hachi the Pa'am Savish Shekibu Miyadai Vizachabai Vahula Kibel. However, others explain that over here we rely on Hadas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami together with the fact that we have a chazaka that up until this point this Eved was an Eved and he was not Meshuchra, and therefore we have a chazaka that this Eved is still an Eved. And the Gemara continues with a similar din B'negeya Matana Imen Nasati Sada Plenis Pleni. If Reuven says I gave this Sada to Shimon and Shimon says you never gave it to me, in this case we certainly say that it must be that Reuven gave this Sada to someone else on Shimon's behalf, and therefore that person was able to be Zeicher for Shimon as Zachal Adam Shloi Befanav. However, if Reuven says Kasafti V'Nasati Lai, that I wrote a Shtar Matana and I gave it directly to Shimon, V'Hu Amen, Shimon says like Kasavli Nasli that he never wrote it and he never gave it to me, then I Das Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, once again we believe Shimon and we don't believe Reuven, and therefore Shimon does not have to accept this Matana. And of course there are scenarios where someone doesn't want to receive Matana. For example, if afterwards we realize that he has creditors, and even if he'll get this Matana, he won't actually benefit from it because the creditors will come and take this Matana away from him. And prior to continuing, let's just point out, the Taisa says in both cases where we say Chayshinan, Shem Azichle Al-Di'acha, Hay Chayshinan, Havi Vadei, that this Lashon Chayshinan doesn't mean that we're Mesupik, but it is a Lashon Vadei, Kamei Chayshinan, Shem Meimilin Kasvu, and we certainly say that he must have received this through a present that he gave to someone else, or he gave the Shtah Shechur to someone else, and there's a concept of Zachal Adam Shalai Befanav. And the Gemara continues that since we said in the case where Reuven said that I wrote this Shtar and I gave it to you directly, and Shimon says that I never received this from you, and I never received and I never accepted this matana, so the din is that we believe Shimon as it does Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. And the Gemara asks, Mi Eichel Peris, who will eat the Peris of the Sada? And Rav Chista Amar, Nois Eichel Peris. Rav Chista holds that certainly Reuven will have a right to these Peris and not Shimon. And L'chayr, this din is Poshet, as we just said, that it does Baldin Kamei Edom Dami, and therefore Shimon never accepted this matana. And the Gemara continues, Rabba Amar and Rabba states, Mishalshon Asa Peris, that we place the Peris in the hands of a third party, and that third party who is in Neman will hold on to the Peris at Shiyavi Elio. And the Gemara explains, V'loi Pligi, really there's no machlekes between Rav Chista and Rabba. It's Rav Chista that states that Reuven eats the Peris, that's Haba Abba, that's talking about a case where Shimon was alive, and Shimon said, I never received this matana, and therefore certainly Hadas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, and therefore Reuven certainly will eat the Peris, and certainly Rabba would not argue in that. And the Gemara continues, and Rabba that says, Mishalshon Asa Peris is Haba Bra, it's talking about a scenario where Shimon already died, and Shimon's children say that our father never received this matana, and therefore it doesn't belong to us and it belongs to Reuven. And since in that case it's possible that there are Edom that will come and say that we know for certain that Reuven actually gave this field to Shimon, that's why Rabbi says that he has to give the Peris to a third party, that's Neman, and he will hold it at Shiyavi Elio, or until we have valid Edom, and we will stop over here.